This is part 5 in the series, Parallels in Jeremiah. If you are just joining us, it is a parallel between Israel and the U.S. Parallels in Jeremiah, all rights reserved, but copies may be made in any amount freely per the Lord's word. Freely you have given, freely give. So I encourage you to make copies. Jeremiah 27, verse 5. I have made the earth and man and the beasts that are upon the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and I've given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. God sets up kings, but you may not want to be the king that he sets up, as a lot of times it is for judgment. Jeremiah 27:6. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him and his son's son until the very time of his land come, and then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which shall not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon, that they will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith the Lord, all caps, with the sword and with the famine and with pestilence until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore hearken not ye to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. This is Jeremiah 27:6-10. Make sure you get this. God gave the nations into the hand of the king of Babylon. Why? Because he was righteous? No, he did it to judge all the nations that serve Babylon and Babylon itself as well. People of America, what will we be given to China, Russia, or some other nation? Just to make sure the nations that were to serve Babylon knew it was from the Lord, he gave Nebuchadnezzar the beast of the field as well. Why do you think we as a nation are so far in debt? Wicked policies for sure, but also the hand of the sovereign, the king of glory. God is telling them not to listen to the prosperity preachers of their day, the prophets of God that did not tell the truth. They told them what they wanted to hear, and sometimes for hire, i.e. mandatory donations. Jeremiah 8 verse 1, and it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, all caps, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years I will bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. Jeremiah 28:1-3. Continuing on, and I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the king of Jehoiakim, I guess I pronounced that right, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord, all caps. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priest, and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord, all caps. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen, the Lord, all caps. Do so, the Lord, all caps. Perform thy words which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house, and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesies of peace, when the word of that prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Was Jeremiah wrong, America? Are we wrong that to say that God will judge this nation? Notice he did not say they would not go into captivity, but it would only be 2 years, and the kingdom would be restored. Is this word true? It appears to be on the surface as God is a God of mercy. However, there's been no repentance, no weeping over transgression, no change, and no admitting of ways that would cause the mercy of the Lord to say, this shall not be, to the former judgment.